And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of June, 2015, the birthday of Frank Lloyd Wright, born Richland Center, Wisconsin, 1867, led a long life, died in 1959. His mentor was the architect Louis Sullivan, who coined the saying, "Form follows function." Wright seemed to believe that form and function should be as one. His designs inspired the Prairie School architects, designing buildings that complemented, even seemed part of, nature. He liked natural materials, wood and stone, never painted them, horizontal designs, low roof lines so that the buildings blended in with the landscape, incorporated walls made almost entirely of windows to bring the outdoors indoors, glass walls that were also functional, using winter sunlight to help heat the house. It's the birthday of the biophysicist Francis Crick, born Northampton, England, 1916, who, on a February day in 1953, walked into the Eagle Pub in Cambridge, England, and announced, "We have found the secret of life." He and his colleague James Watson that very morning had figured out the structure of deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, the chemical substance that carries our genes. It was on this day in 1867 Mark Twain boarded the steamer the Quaker City and set off on a five-month trip to Europe and the Mediterranean, which wound up as newspaper columns for a paper in San Francisco and his book Innocents Abroad or The New Pilgrim's Progress. It became the most popular travel book of his time, in which he wrote, "The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass he can become until he goes abroad." He wrote, "In Paris, they just simply opened their eyes and stared when we spoke to them in French. We never did succeed in making those idiots understand their own language." It's the birthday of Franklin Hiram King, born on a farm near Whitewater, Wisconsin, 1848, who became the first professor of agricultural physics, and as such, he was responsible for the invention of the cylindrical silo. In order to save all the silage that used to rot in the corners of the traditional rectangular silos. And it's the birthday of the crime novelist Sarah Paretsky, born Ames, Iowa, 1947, the creator of the character V.I. Warshawski, a female detective who is smart, good with a gun, also likes to dress well, loves cappuccino, and enjoys her sex life. She's been featured in 17 novels, and the 18th is due out this summer, called Brushback. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, entitled Pastoral. When I was younger, it was plain to me I must make something of myself. Older now, I walk back streets admiring the houses of the very poor, roof out of line with sides, the yards cluttered with old chicken wire, ashes, furniture gone wrong, the fences and outhouses built of barrel staves and parts of boxes, all, if I am fortunate, smeared a bluish green that properly weathered pleases me best of all colors. No one will believe this of vast import to the nation. Pastoral, a poem by William Carlos Williams from the collected poems of W.C. Williams, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.